Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening as we kick things off talking about Webster City. And on the line, we have the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jess Howard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look at your squad here in the early going of the season, a 7-3 record, you're 1-1 in the North Central Conference play. You knock off Humble for the first time a couple weeks back, for the first time since 2013, 3-2. But then, you know, a tough 3-2 loss over at Iowa Falls Alden last Tuesday. And just what's kind of been the message to the girls about maybe dealing with the ups and downs in North Central Conference play early in the season?
Yeah, and, you know, volleyball is a long season, and you can't let one setback at the beginning hold you back from going after your goals and what you are shooting for the entire season. So we've really been preaching to them about how, you know, the season's not over. We've got a lot yet to accomplish, and really going into it every day with focusing on the next opponent and making sure that we're preparing for one team at a time.
And as we take a look at your roster, I mean, taking a look up and down, at least to start, really at the top, it feels like Delaney Barkfried and Olivia Galantine have really stepped up and played at a really high level here to start this season. What can you say about the kind of leadership that they have shown with their play on the floor here to start this season?
Yeah, you know, we've got quite a few players that have some varsity experience coming into this season, and, you know, those two have done a great job of offensively doing a lot of damage for us in scoring points with kills, but we've got other girls that are defensively making it so that they can get those kills, and we've got a couple setters that are doing a great job of controlling our offense and just being able to have a balanced front row where we can give the ball to anybody at any time has allowed for us to have some success here early in the season.
And as we, you know, you mentioned defensively, I think two players that have really stood out to me defensively, you know, jumping off the stat sheet, have been up front with Addison Poppin and Adeline Orton, especially on the defensive side. Addison's got 12 blocks. Adeline has 16 blocks up front. You know, what have they brought defensively to that side of the game, especially with how they've been playing up at the net?
Yeah, you know, they're doing a good job of getting acclimated to varsity tempo and varsity pace in terms of volleyball, and they're really adjusting being as our middles coming into the season, you know. And behind them, when they commit to the block, we've got some really good defensive players with Addie Tesdall and Chloe Savitsky and Ellie Weinshank in the back row, and our setters are doing a great job of not only running the offense but sticking to their defense to be able to pop the ball up too if they have to take first ball. And so, you know, a combination of our front row and our back row is really what's carrying us defensively there.
And finally, as we take a look here at your schedule coming up this week, you're back in North Central Conference play coming up on Thursday night with a Algona team that's off to a good start up in Algona. And then you go up to Forest City on Saturday, take on some really good competition out of Northern Iowa coming up on Saturday with your second tournament of the year. And looking at that match with Algona and looking at that tournament in Forest City, what's sort of the overall challenge for your squad this week going up against some pretty good competition throughout the week?
Yeah, you know, we're just taking it one at a time, so focusing on Algona right now in practice and making sure that we're capitalizing on our strengths and, you know, taking advantage of their weaknesses. And so just making sure that we're mentally prepared to come out and play strong and making sure that we're playing consistent and that we come out and play our game for three straight matches and don't let us fall off of what we want to accomplish on the court.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here down the road this season.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, that was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx here on Coach Speak. Back with more after this.